segment this morning, and it is an honor and privilege to have Marie Rhines live in the studio with me today. Marina is a very accomplished musician with all kinds of accolades. She's performed all over the country and even the world, and she is new to Western Wyoming and in the studio with us today. Marie, good morning. How are you today?
I'm fabulous to be here.
Oh, thank you so much for coming by. The pleasure is all ours. And I heard small towns, rumors go quickly, right? The news goes quick. And I heard that you had moved here. And I thought, well, we need to get her on the air with us. So I'm so grateful you are obliged for us.
Well, thank you very much. Great.
It's perfect for St. Patrick's Day today because type of music that you become so well known for. But Marie, let's start off with your background. Tell us about yourself, where you were raised, and what got you into music originally.
Oh, I was just it's so long. It's a long story, and I'd rather talk about today.
Okay.
One thing. There's too many things about the past way back there. Lots has happened. Lots of things have happened since then.
Well, you're originally from the New England area, correct?
Yeah. No, I graduated from the New England Conservatory with a master's in music, and then Yale Graduate School of Music also.
Okay. And you play the violin. That's your main instrument, correct?
My main instrument, yes.
But you play
yes.
all kinds of different things?
Well, I sing songs at the piano in my concerts of songs I've written about the West. I call it my cowgirl songs.
Okay.
That I love because my dream was to be a cowgirl, and I don't know if that's happened or not.
Well, you moved to the right place to start.
I'm here.
You moved to the right place. What brought you to Western Wyoming?
Oh, Afton. I had played a concert here 20 some years ago.
Really?
On a tour, I was driving from Arizona to Montana and playing in various towns and cities, and like the Cody Museum, the Buffalo Bill Museum in Cody, and other places. And Afton was one of those locations. And I played a big concert at the high school, and it was a blizzard that night. I'll never forget it because everybody showed up. And I was staying in the canyon down the way here in a beautiful place.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't get my car out because the snow was so high. So someone came and picked me up in a pickup truck. And I figured, well, this is if I get there, I'll be the only one that makes it to the concert. And to my amazement, everybody showed up in the high school auditorium was wonderful people.
Wow.
And I'll never forget that. And the views after I left the next day driving through Star Valley were spectacular and moving, I guess is the word. And I'll never forget that feeling I had when I was here, which was different from the rest of the tour I had. It was just unique, completely unique place. And all these years I think about it, I used to think about it a lot, saying that was paradise. And how do you get to paradise? Well, someday you just get up and go. And that's what I did.
Well, that's amazing that you would say that because you've performed all over the country and even in Europe and around the world.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
For this place to have that impact on you, that's a pretty big deal, I think.
Yeah, because I have seen beautiful scenery in Montana and Colorado and Arizona. But something about this valley stayed with me. It was just an amazing feeling. It was almost a feeling of perfection. If you can ever go to a place and feel this is the perfect place to be, I don't know how to describe it, except it was memorable and beautiful. And I finally came back. I'm not sure if it was going to work, but it did. Everything just fell into place. So here
well,
I am.
We are so glad you're here. We're again speaking with Marie Rhines this morning. And tell us about some of the places you've performed, other places. You mentioned that all over the nation. I see on your website here that you've been in Scotland, Poland. You performed with Mickey Newberry for 30,000 people in Poland.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Oh,
tell
yes.
us about that.
Yeah, the State Department actually sponsored the tour, and it was just the most amazing experience to be behind the Iron Curtain. That was before, it was the day I left after the concert. The revolution began, the Polish Revolution began. So I got to see Poland at its probably very worst moments in history because of the situation people were in that caused the revolution. I heard from people there that there had been no meat for sale available for 6 months There was nothing in the stores. They took us around, you know, they toured us a little bit to a few places, and there were empty shelves everywhere. When we landed in the airport, there was nothing to buy. You could barely find a water fountain. And the country was totally decimated by communism.
Wow.
And so it was amazing, the response we received from the Polish people at that moment in history, because how they ever managed to get to the concert and pay the money, and there were 30,000 people in this huge area near the Russian border. We traveled hours to get there by car, and it was a lake, and it was their resort area, if there was such a place then. And these people showed up from all over Poland and other countries too. And Mickey was the star of the festival, being an American. And people, when Americans showed up in places like that, it was amazing how much they worshipped America at that point, the freedom we had and the freedom they did not have after years of communism. So I remember walking. I had just bought some new cowgirl boots, and I was walking on the grounds, and somebody pointed to my boots and said, "Nikona boots." And I thought, "Do you want me to take them off and give them to you?" They just loved anything American. And that was a time when the world needed what we provide to the world, American freedom. And that one word was the one they just... So the audience received Mickey and myself with incredible enthusiasm. Yeah.
That's amazing. What an experience. Yeah. Wow.
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Marie, let's play a song, shall
okay.
we?
Shall
let's
we?
Let's have a song here. You, one of the specialties that you do is Irish music and the folk music and everything. So this is from your album called the song name is Bill Cheatham, correct?
Yes.
Tell us about this song.
It's an old bluegrass song, and I tried to recreate my miniature bluegrass band with violin and guitar and bass.
So is this all you playing the instruments, or are you with
no,
the band on this?
I had a guitarist, Gene Burke, and Glenn was the bass player.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here it is. It's Bill Cheatham with Marie Rhines this morning on the SVI Radio Network.